why do you want to go to art college? You're already an artist.
I know, but I want to be a starving artist, so I need to ring up more debt.
Welcome to the 5-Minute Artcast number 13. The aim of the 5-Minute Artcast is to look at the work of artists and photographers from Yorkshire and the Dales, and through the use of online images and audio clips, give them a greater exposure and you a better understanding of their work. Today we're going to go back and have another look at a picture from Drew Wood's collection, Decisions. This picture is called Decision 3. Okay, Drew, we're looking again at another picture in your Decision series. This one's called Decision 3, so yeah. It's obviously a logical movement through the path here. Yeah. But if you look back at Decision 1 and Decision 2, and how I said they were similar but dissimilar, this is completely different.
Yeah, this is, in fact, a landscape. And I've positioned it, really, with a frame within a frame. And the decision, or the decision side of this particular picture, is really looking at how I can deconstruct and reconstruct something that I know. So I know that this is a landscape, this is a view that I'm familiar with. And by adding the internal frame, I've deconstructed it, I'm beginning to break up an image that I'm beginning to see. And then by overlaying some pewter guttering, I brought out some of the simple lines that I view and kind of reconstruct it in a simpler way. And that's really a comment on decisions. Often the more we look at decisions and the more we play around with ideas, the more complicated we make them rather than trying to simplify them. So it's really about being able to look at something in a complex way, deconstruct it, and then rebuild it in a more simpler form, maybe a form that I can understand a little bit more. For me, it's a series of layers and processes, and it was built that way. First of all, the actual internal and external mounts were placed through the canvas. Then the colour was overlaid, and then the guttering was put on last. As I make the decisions on constructing the picture as I move through it.
I think as of the ones we've looked at so far, this is probably my favourite as a personal thing. You mentioned the pewter guttering. I mean, that's actually quite raised from the canvas, isn't it, the pewter?
Yeah.
What have you used there?
It's a guttering that's used in leading glass. And it has a slight sheen to it, but one of the qualities I like about it is that, like you say, it's quite raised. And in certain lights, the picture, you only really see the actual guttering, which simplifies it. So certainly in sort of evening light, the guttering picks up a little bit more, and the acrylic tends to flatten or go deeper. So the actual picture changes really with the mood of the room and with your mood as well. If you're in a simplistic mood and just want to see some simple lines which talk to you in terms of landscape, then they're there. If you want to look into a more complex window, that's also there.
This use of line, horizontal lines or curved lines, the pewter guttering, it's a style I've seen you use before. An approach I've seen you use before in different images. Is it something that you're trying, you're consistent in your thought process?
Yeah, I like to use quite a lot of industrial products, but layering over layers is quite an important thing in the pictures, really. I like the pictures to almost have a three-dimensional quality, something that basically changes all the time rather than it be something familiar that you return to, therefore asking you to make a decision.
Yeah, I mean, I find myself constantly drawn into the centre of this picture.
Yeah, well, there is a window there. If you want to go, make the decision to go into the sort of centre part again, or there's a kind of an external landscape going on as well. And again, the picture does invite you to make decisions about it rather than it just existing as it is.
That was Drew and I discussing his picture Decision 3.
You can look at Decision 3 at our website, which is at www.tanhagallery.com. At the website, you can also look at other images from our collection and download previous audio clips or podcasts, whatever you wish to call them. You will also at the website be able to subscribe to podcasts, so you'll automatically receive them in the future. So that's all for the 5-Minute Artcast number 13. Until tomorrow and number 14, thank you for listening.